Yeah, Laura, he absolutely did. I don't understand why it would be a point of contention. Hey, they said he didn't play a full 16 games. He did that last year. You talk about his rapport with their best players, as in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. The guy led the league in passing yards last year. He's been a top five quarterback for the last 2 years. You saw what your team looked like, not last year, but the year before when Tua was out. This guy is a bona fide top five quarterback in the NFL. They need to go ahead and pay him. And I love the fact that Chris Greer has been so transparent. Right now, the Dolphins are focused on the draft. We have our quarterback. And the main thing you have to ask when paying QBs is, what's your better option? They don't have a better option. Bringing in a rookie and going through that whole song and dance again is not going to be beneficial to what the Dolphins want to do, and that's winning their division and going on to possibly contend for a Super Bowl. Tua helps them get there faster. Yeah, Laura, he absolutely did.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day along with you.
That was just Robert Griffin III,
yes, Robert RG3. III. He thinks Tua is a bona fide top five quarterback. Thank you for the hot take, Robert Griffin.
I love his assessment and evaluation of everything, not just the NFL. I think he's probably one of the young top rising stars. And when it comes to the commentating game, I know you disagree.
Strongly?
Damn. But
I mean,
hey,
that's that. Like, I would expect a take like that from Mike Tannenbaum. Like, Mike Tannenbaum.
Wow, I think Mike Tannenbaum's a stud too.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. That's not surprising.
Stud analyst. I love Tannenbaum's insight. He gives you stories from behind the scenes. He gives you, contract.
But like you're big on this. Like, if a guy was a bad player, he can't be a good coach.
Oh, don't
like,
stop.
Why? How is it possible though? If a guy can be a horrific, NFL
he wasn't
executive,
a horrific executive.
One of the worst of all time. How is it possible?
He was not one of the worst of all time.
But how could he be good on TV?
Because he can tell you from his failures. I love that he can share his failures and his struggles and his bad decisions.
Great.
And yeah, he's got a ton of them. He can tell you his experiences when he traded for Tebow and when he traded for Brett Favre, and he could tell you his horror stories when he went out and signed Jay Cutler, despite the fact that they had Matt Moore here and that was just a waste of $13 million. He tells you his failures, and I like that. I like that.
All right, let's get to a few texts here.
We didn't even address Robert Griffin III's comment that Tua is a top five quarterback.
Nothing to address there.
Yeah, it is.
How about this guy from the 321? I'm not sure where that is. Where's 321? Is that like Central Florida somewhere? Anyway, the guy goes, this guy is just all riled up here. You guys are a joke. Maybe you should move up to Buffalo and cover the team and maybe give Josh Allen a you-know-what. So tiring hearing you bash the Dolphins and Tua. No one's bashed the Dolphins or Tua.
This guy must be listening to
the wrong show. And I do, by the way, I noticed that you get a lot of that stuff that people like twist your words and make you out to be.
It's my whole life, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, you're either like a Tua hater or you're a Tua lover, and it's like you can't just say the guy's good and like move on. I mean,
I do a podcast. Today we're taping episode 268. Since February of last year, so the podcasts usually run about 40 minutes. So I've said a lot of things in 40 minutes, and people are like, bothered by the fact that I will not say without unequivocal doubt that Devon Achan isn't the new Hulk because of a picture that the Dolphins posted on social media.
Yeah.
And then I say, all I did was point out that you folks see Devon Achan in pads. You rarely ever see him with his shirt off. This guy didn't look like a scrawny, like, imp when he was a rookie. Yeah, he probably put on a little bit more muscle, but he wasn't fragile and scrawny to begin with. And Dolphin fans saw him in a white T-shirt, and they're like, oh, he's the Hulk now. But cool. Dolphin fans always get obsessed with,
Yeah, how about this for this guy in the 3-2-1? All right, I have my Dolphin. You see I have my Dolphin water bottle?
Yes,
this
you
is
do.
A nice water bottle.
Mm-hmm. It is this, a nice water bottle. I want one. What's the top look like?
It's a Tervis.
Okay.
It was on sale. They had a big sale on water bottles. I was in need of a bunch. I got a bunch of different teams.
What's the sale? What's the price point you paid?
I think it was like $40 maybe originally.
$40 for a water bottle?
You didn't let me finish. It was half off.
$20 for a water bottle?
Oh, but it's like stainless steel, bro. It's, I mean, this is like really good quality. But my point was this, is that I was going to hold up my Dolphin water bottle and say that the Dolphins are better than the Buffalo Bills. They have been for the last few years, and Tua is superior to Josh Allen. I just wanted to please this guy. Like, I, you know, we're here to please on a Wednesday morning. Is that fair? Like, I mean, are we good now? Everyone in agreement?
You guys could be
Josh
friends.
Josh Allen, I mean, they don't even compare. Tua's just head and shoulders
Absolutely,
above that
no
guy.
No question.
And the Dolphins, they, you know, they always beat the Bills. So there you go.
Yeah. That's the one thing I'm fundamentally opposed to doing, which is tell people what they want to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen throws a lot of interceptions.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. Factual.
That's
true. And he's I don't know how much longer he can last playing his style, but game.
Doesn't win big games. I mean, you can't.
He wins a couple. He just doesn't win the big ones that matter.
Who's he dating? He's dating some like supermodel or something.
Singer, Haley Steinfeld.
Did he break up with her and now he's with a model or something?
Sorry, I can't keep up. I'm sorry.
I got to look this up now. You just showed me some young lady.
Whatever it was, she was very, very good looking.
Oh, okay.
So. Oh, I
Haley
mentioned.
Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned Sydney Sweeney earlier to Omar. This is off the air. And I don't know how the conversation came up, but I said her name for some reason. And Omar was like, who's Sydney Sweeney?
I have no idea. Couldn't even tell you the name right now if you If
well, you,
you
saw the picture. I showed you a picture.
She's attractive. Yeah, not necessarily
God,
for me.
I'm so glad you approve.
Okay. This Haley Sweeney, this Haley Steinfeld, she's attractive as well.
Yeah, you don't say.
Not necessarily for me, but, you know, she's attractive. She
not
passes
your cup
the
of
sniff
tea.
Test.
Not her, not actually, Sydney Sweeney, not your cup of tea.
It must
either,
be nice to say attractive. Not for me. I say attractive. Let's go.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney walked in here. Omar would be like, not my type.
No, all thanks. Right. Thank you, next.
I need to know what the backside looked like. Just, you know, keep it.
Google.
Okay.
Let me Google this.
I mean, yeah. Whatever. Not
sure,
not
it's
Omar's,
pretty good.
Not Omar's cup of tea.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta have some junk. I'm a Miami guy. Boy, yeah. You know.
No, Sydney Sweeney couldn't cut it.
They
could
fix that. They could fix that really.
Yeah, but I don't want it fixed. I want it natural. Oh, I want it natural.
She's only like one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, but she could not cut it in Miami. Obviously.
Who is this young lady again?
Stop. Trade I'm down bit. In the first round at Sydney Sweeney. Take trade down in the first round. Take Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, the wide receiver, the little fast guy.
Then an offensive tackle in the second round.
Fastest player in NFL history at the NFL Combine.
With that extra third round pick you just created, and take Cam Kitchens. Cam's not going in the third round, is he?
He's definitely going in the second day. I don't think he's probably. I think he's a third
Did
round
fall
talent.
Far?
I think he produced a slow 40 time.
He had 5 interceptions for the Canes last year.
Yes, that is correct. No, he in his career. Well,
last year.
Cam Kitchens?
Yes. Last year for the Canes, he had 5 interceptions.
Okay, yes. 5 interceptions, 6 the year before. He's a young talent. I definitely think he's pretty good. I generally, players that I believe are going to be superstars are who I generally want to draft early, and Cam Kitchens is definitely a young safety that I think will be a superstar in this league.
Someone just said Worthy with like a no, but with like 10 O's on the end of
Yeah, because here's the thing about Worthy. And this is, and I kind of agree with them. While Mike McDaniel, who clearly is an offensive mastermind, a genius, has his flavors that he likes, and speed is definitely at the top of that flavor list. How many more speed guys can you really add to one team? And when you clearly know that you lack physicality, you lack a big body receiver, a presence who can impose their will. Now, if you're going to just add 4 speedy receivers and everybody's going to run a 4-3, I'm curious to see what you can create with that, but it's not going to help you when you get to the red zone. You feeling me on that one?
I got you. The 3-2-1 guy comes back. Why don't you clowns just say you don't like Tua?
Oh,
I love
Tua.
I think he's better than Josh Allen, man.
I
You know
I,
what?
I
with that being said,
Tua.
I think he's actually better than Mahomes.
Okay.
There you go, 3-2-1.
Let's
stop. There you go.
Let's stop.
I have my Joe Rose cheerleading outfit on this morning for the Dolphins.
Oh, don't start. Joe's not
cheerleading. I know. I can't take shots at him while he's not here. Yeah. That's very unfair. All right, we got to take a pause. We'll try to get down to the bottom of this Dolphins situation. We'll talk to Chris Perkins later on here. And the Heat are in action tonight. If they win tonight, they get the Knicks on Saturday at the Garden. If they lose tonight, then you got to beat either the Bulls or the Hawks on Friday at the Kaseya Center, and then you get the Celtics as your grand prize. So taking care of business tonight would be very ideal for the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, playoff
Jimmy's
got to
put his cape on.
You need a financial institution you can trust. Now serving Dade and Broward counties and sitting at Southern Boulevard East before I-95, blocking three right lanes. In Miami-Dade, emergency vehicles still sitting I-95 heading northbound and the ramp to Opa-Locka Boulevard affecting the on-ramp left lane. Say goodbye to payday lender Dade with the Dade County Federal Credit Union's low interest payday rescue loan. You can significantly lower your payments, save money, and regain control of your finances. Visit paydayrescue.com for all the details. Better insured by the NCUA. That's traffic. Amelie Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
No, you got to give him all the credit. He's just like last offseason when he attacked him, you know, to stay healthy and doing the jiu-jitsu or judo, whichever one I know. But he's just watching him work and how he wants to be great and doing it. So he took all this stuff on his own and told us what he was going to do. So you got to give him all the credit on that.
Chris Greer talking there. And we've heard a lot from Chris this morning. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day here with us.
I just call you Danny. I don't know why you come. People refer to you as Hollywood. I've always wondered. I know.
That's a Joe thing. this guy 3-2-1 is starting.
He's still back at it.
I'm gonna keep baiting this guy. If we can't get him angry, then you know what are we doing here, Omar? A bunch of texts coming in. 305-567-0560 is the text line. If you would like to join us, someone says Mr. 3-2-1 is a bum. That's beautiful because today is Bum Wednesday. On the program. So if there's anyone you'd like to throw in that mix here, I don't know if anyone has deserved that here today. We talked about Mike Tannenbaum earlier. He is a certified bum. RG3, that take.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty weird, man. Pretty weird.
Listen, RG3 is a quarterback. He's allegedly an expert at the position. He is an analyst. He does games now, and he does ESPN commentary. I respect his opinion. I disagree with him. Tua is not a top five quarterback in the NFL. There's no argument that he could even be a top five quarterback. I mean, when we're just looking at the list, clearly Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, and then let's say for the fifth spot we go C.J. Stroud, we go Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, we go Justin Herbert, we go Aaron Rodgers, we go Dak Prescott. Come on, hell, we could go Matt Stafford.
Aaron Rodgers is a big question mark, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
so he's got coming off the Achilles. He's got his head up his ass with all of his crazy stuff he's been saying.
First ballot Hall of Famer, though.
He's got there's some issues there.
First ballot Hall of Famer on a redemption tour.
Greer is not the king of bums, by the way. 305. Give. Well, Chris Greer's got one more shot. I would think.
Are you sure it's just one?
It better be.
He's got 9 lives.
Yeah. Well, he's on number 10. All right. This draft, he better hit. Better hit on some players, and they better have a.
They don't have much of a draft. How are they going to hit on players?
They make some noise in the postseason, man. I can't imagine they're not going to blow this thing up at some point. But yeah. that's not for today. But
that's great. Live in the now, like you did last year when I told you about the Kepocalypse and how you were going to
not
be able to afford any of your players.
Money. It's not my money, not my problem. Then we get this guy says we can go offensive tackle first round, and then Kitchens. With extra pick take Keon Coleman in the third round.
I'm absolutely on board. Sign me up. Offensive tackle. Give me Troy Fontenui, the kid from Washington.
Stay away from FSU players. Can we do that?
Why? Why do we need to stay away from FSU players?
Just because.
I like that defensive tackle.
I don't know if he's a starter. 3-2-1 is leaving. Goodbye, 3-2-1.
Gosh, he said he hated us and kept listening for.
Yeah, he did. He stuck around for a while. We kept him. But eventually everyone leaves, Omar. It's sad times. All right, Heat and Sixers tonight. Time for our picks, Omar. Are you ready to give your pick for this one here? The Heat are 5-point underdogs going into Philadelphia tonight. Does Jimmy Butler put on a playoff Jimmy performance and lead the Heat to glory in a series against the New York Knicks that will begin Saturday at the Garden?
I doubt it. I'm definitely not picking the Heat to win.
Thank you for that.
Even though I love the Heat, I think the Sixers with Joel Embiid and Maxey, whew, tough. That's one of those matchups that I would fear. And playing that game on their turf, no, not a chance. Jimmy's going to have to put on a cape and score 40 points.
I think the Heat are capable of winning this game tonight. I really do. I think they can win this game. And again, I don't think they want the scenario of having to win another game and then getting Boston. You don't want to take on Boston in the first round of this thing. Dan, your thoughts? Can the Heat get the win?
Playoff Jimmy for 30 and the Heat win by 2.
30 would be nice. That covered the 23.5-point bet pretty easily.
Really, are you confident about this?
I am very confident. The Heat, they know how to win in the postseason. They've got Jimmy Butler, and the 76ers know how to lose in the postseason.
What is
the
their series against
bums
the 76ers?
Me out, the only thing that bums me out is that you got no Terry Rozier tonight, and I think Terry Rozier, by the way, lines up to 5.5 now.
Because it's growing.
Wow,
people are betting against
man.
The Heat.
That means people keep putting in putting in coin there.
It's a safe bet.
On the Sixers. Oh. Well, it's not a safe bet.
It's a pretty safe bet.
There's no such thing as a safe bet.
Okay. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero,
it's not a
Eric
safe
Spoelstra.
Bet.
By the way, that's coming from someone who doesn't bet. If they go, it's a safe bet because there is no such thing as a safe bet. That's
okay,
something
you'll right.
learn at some point here.
So this season they split the series 2-2.
Yeah, they're pretty even teams, man. But I
how many of those games did the Sixers not have Embiid?
I think the Heat are gonna have a good shot tonight, and we will break it down tomorrow morning. Whatever happens, and we will either be previewing a Knicks series or we'll be previewing another play-in game tomorrow. That's how much of a dramatic difference a win or a loss tonight is going to be.